This is a meditation guide from the New York Times. You're about to listen to a walking meditation by Sharon Salzberg, a meditation teacher and the co-founder of the Insight Meditation Society. It lasts for 15 minutes. Before you begin your meditation, find a quiet park trail, quiet hallway, or even a long room, and listen.
Walking meditation is an example of bringing mindfulness into an activity of day-to-day life. The essence is to bring mindfulness to an act that we normally do quite mechanically. Most commonly, if we're walking or going from place to place, we're on automatic pilot, consumed by thinking about what we'll say when we get there, and what the other person will say, and how we'll respond, and so on. And so we miss the whole journey. In this exercise, we try to bring our attention into the body, to bring our awareness to this activity of movement. We do this practice with our eyes open. And the awareness we bring to the body is a very light awareness. So we're not trying for a tight, exclusive focus. We can be in touch with the sensations in our bodies, even as we're aware of what's going on around us, what we're seeing, what we're hearing. We have this touchstone, this center of awareness in our body. You can do this practice wherever you are, just finding a space to walk back and forth. You might enjoy going outside, but if you're in a public space, it's not that wise to slow down a lot. You can just walk at a normal pace. So to begin, the first thing we usually say is bring your energy down. Feel your feet from your feet. So many of us experience our lives as though who we were, our consciousness, was up in our heads, behind our eyes. Somehow trying to look down to feel our feet. So bring your energy down. Feel your feet from your feet. And simply walk. To begin with, walk at a normal pace. So that what you can feel is just the sensations of your feet touching the ground. As though touch, 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 touch. Or perhaps you feel your whole body moving through space. We're looking toward the actual sensations. You don't need to name them, but feel them. You can walk back and forth if you're inside, or for whatever length you're walking if you're outside. Feel your feet against the ground. Touch, touch. Touch, touch. If your mind wanders, if you become lost in thought, you can just recognize that, let go, and begin again. After some time, if you wish and it seems right, you can slow down somewhat. Feel the sensations of your leg going up, going down, next leg up, down. This is not an anatomical exercise. You don't have to say, oh, this muscle group's doing this and that muscle group's doing that. But we tune into the actual sensations. Hardness, softness, tightness, relaxation, whatever it might be. Again, we don't have to name them, but we feel them. If you wish, you can use a quiet mental notation right at the beginning of each part of the movement. Lifting, moving, placing, or lifting, placing. But let your quiet attention simply feel, even as you're aware of everything going on around you. It's a place of attention, an oasis of connection, one step at a time. And again, after some time, if you wish, you can slow down even more. Not so much that you lose your balance, but enough so that you can feel your leg coming up, moving forward, placing down, the shifting of your weight, next leg up, forward, down. You become aware of the exquisite sensations of each part of the movement. you notice your attention wandering, it's all right. You recognize that, you let go, and you bring your attention back. This very light attention or awareness to experiencing the sensations of each step. You can still hear what's going on around you. You can see. You can respond if you need to. Stepping off the curb, crossing the street, or whatever. But now you have a touchstone, a way to center. Then when you've finished your walking session, see if you can bring this caring attention to sensations, this kind of awareness into your day.